needed. And if folks are interested in security and safety training, then they can go to our website, nokinks.org. We have safety protocols for folks to participate.
Leah, we have to leave it there, but we will cover these protests, of course, bring it to folks on Monday. Leah Greenberg, co-executive director of Indivisible, part of Saturday's No Kings protest, and Byron Sikcha Lopez, older person for Chicago's 25th Ward. That does it for the show. I'll be at the Lensic Theater tonight in Santa Fe for the Santa Fe International Film Festival with the showing of the film About Democracy Now, Steal the Story, Please. Tomorrow at the Woodstock Film Festival at 3 o'clock at Woodstock Playhouse. I'm Amy Goodman with Noreen Sheikh.
You've got your radio tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh, broadcasting at 88.3 FM from the campus of Carnegie Mellon University. Pinckney Hall will start in just a few seconds.
Just a widow's veil. from a death to be wed in a widow's veil from the far off Russian land.
Pinckney Hall here on WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm Kenny Joe. I will be your radio host until 10 o'clock or so, when we will hand the mighty WRCT Air Studio over to Zombo to keep you entertained until... phone is ringing. Well, can't answer it while I'm talking, but I'll answer it in a moment. The song you just heard was Ballad of a Soldier's Wife by P.J. Harvey. That's the song... The music's written by Kurt Vile. It was a poem by his longtime collaborator, Bertolt Beck, but it was never part of one of their theatrical works. So, let's see. What we're going to do today is we're going to play music by artists who were born in October, P.J. Harvey being one of those. And before we do that, we're going to read you a couple of public service announcements. First of all, our old friends at Animal Friends, they remind you that animal abuse is not just a problem for animal shelters. Law enforcement experts agree that abuse of animals is often accompanied by other violent or illegal activity. If you see or suspect animal abuse in your neighborhood, call Animal Friends Humane Officers at 412-846-7066. Thank you for keeping our entire community safe. And what else are we going to tell you about? Fatherhood, okay? Hey, everyone, let's stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Felt good, huh? Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. Doesn't really matter. Because every time dads take a moment like that to spend with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and WRCT. Okay, next up... We're gonna play something old for you, something from Mahalia Jackson's early days.
God's gonna separate the wheat from the tare, didn't he say? The tear, didn't he say? My God. to beat for the tear, didn't he say? Oh, went to the Gaffer Depot and I paid my fare. Church, I wanna be ready. Tell me you all be there when that great trumpet blow. Church, we'll all be ready to go. God go separate the wheat from the tare, didn't he say? Oh, God go separate the wheat from the tare, didn't he say?
me tell you what was in that set of songs by artists born in October. The last song was by Gillian Welch, My First Lover, off of Time the Revelator. And then before that, we had the Holy Modal Rounders. And I shouldn't have to say this every time, but I do. The Holy Modal Rounders, who knows when they were born? It would take probably a year's worth of research to find that out. But we do know that Peter Stampfl, one of the two original Holy Modal Rounders, was born in October. So it qualifies. That was Hesitation Blues, by the way. That was off of their first album. And then we had Mahalia Jackson from early in her career. I believe that song was the early 1930s. God's Gonna Separate the Wheat from the Tares. That was from Goodbye Babylon, which was a 6-CD collection of old music. And if Kenny Joe had to choose a desert island music, we're not going to talk about format. Desert island production. The one thing he's going to be able to listen to on a desert island, if the rules of the game said you could bring a 3-CD set, a 6-CD set, I would take Goodbye Babylon. By the way, how many people know what tares are? Tares are a weed that looks a lot like wheat. So that's why, so that'll help fill out the metaphor for you. God's going to separate the wheat from the tares. Okay, more music.
me to my mistakes. Hard for me to take what I mean, black snake that's doing me this away. If I ever go back south, well, I'm going back there to stay.
So she chased after her dream with much desire. But when she got too close to her expectation, that's all a city life requires. And the days of vanity went on forever. And he saw his days burn up like paper and fire. Paper and fire, singing up the ashtray. Paper and fire, smoking up the alleyways. Used to fade away on man's fantasy. Across the screen here, and each generation chases it from afar. But we keep no chain on our appetites.
Tell you what was in that last set of music from Heart Is Born in October. The last song was by John Mellencamp and Company, Paper and Fire off of Lonesome Jubilee. And then we had a bonus song for you. We had a second song by PJ Harvey, Long Snake Moan, off of To Bring You My Love. You know, I just couldn't play the Victoria Spivey Black Snake Blues, the song before it, without sneaking in another PJ Harvey song. One of these days I might get out of line here and do a whole show with snake songs. There are some ones that, in my opinion, are nice songs. Not sure how an hour's worth of snake songs would go over, though, so we've held off on that. Okay, let me tell you about a couple of other shows on WRCT. I don't think you'll hear an hour long of songs about snakes on either one of these, but we'll tell you about them. First of all, I'm going to tell you about Tower of Babel. Are you, quote, insane, unquote? Are you, quote, out of your mind, unquote? Tower of Babel, Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Okay, then on Fridays, that's today, but you've already missed this show today because it's on even earlier. than Pinckney Hall. That's I thought only Amy was on earlier than me. That's because, you know, I'm not in any shape to listen to the radio until around 8 o'clock, so I miss a lot of stuff. But let me tell you about Cruising the Decades, 100 Years of Music. It's a weekly journey through audio history and the recorded popular music era. Hear the sounds of history in all genres. Come to life, one song per decade, from the 1920s to the 2020s. Join host Brad Savage Fridays from 6 to 7 a.m. as he accentuates a musical time travel journey each week here on WRCT. Okay, there you got it. We have, I don't know, we've already given you we've already given you a bonus song. I might even give you two bonus songs now that we've kind of cracked the mold here. But we'll do another three-song set of music from artists born in October and figure out where we go after that.
I want now. And it's a whole lot more than I've ever.
Okay. We started that set off with television doing See No Evil off of their first LP, Marquee Moon. And the October birthday in that case is Richard Lloyd, guitarist for it. Well, Tom Verlaine also did some of the guitar solos on that record, but that particular solo, if you were paying attention, was by Richard Lloyd, who is not the same as Richard Hell, by the way. Saw a review of the record that mentioned Richard Lloyd, a.k.a. Richard Hell. Not two different people. Okay, and then we had Senegal's Youssou N'Dour, who did, and this is Wolof, I can't pronounce it worth a damn, but I'll give it a try, Bay Nias. Nias was the nickname of a celebrated cleric from Senegal, who, almost as celebrated as Youssou N'Dour, who his name may not be very familiar over here, but worldwide he is a pretty famous person. He got a Grammy, so it's not like he has no fame here, but also has done a lot of things other than sing. He's been involved in government in Senegal and in a lot of different cultural enterprises. Born in October. And then last but certainly not least, we had the Velvet Underground, I'll Be Your Mirror. Nico is our October baby there. Song written by Lou Reed. Off of, it says it was off something called Gold. I don't know what that is, but it was off their Velvet Underground's first record called simply The Velvet Underground and Nico. Didn't want anybody to think that then Nico was part of the band. She was just the chanteuse. Okay, what do I owe you? Oh, I got to tell you about an underwriter. At least I think they're an underwriter. WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3255. Okay. Now I'm torn here. What I should be doing is I should play you some of the new music we have at WRCT, and that is what I'll probably do. But it's very tempting to play Marquee Moon from Marquee Moon. It's a great song. Don't play it too often because it's 10 minutes long, and I'm not sure what the attention span of my audience is. Probably not 10 minutes, but, still... any 3-minute section of that record or that song is worth the listen. But now I'm going to play new music. Maybe I'll figure out a way to play Marquee Moon next week. Speaking of next week, let me tell you what else is happening in October in Pinckney Hall. Next week on the... usually for Halloween, at least for the past few years, we've played songs about the devil. Okay, that seems appropriate for Halloween, but I was down in San Antonio a while ago, and they're pretty big on Day of the Dead down there, and I started thinking about this, and maybe we should do something different. But what we're going to do is next week we're going to play we're going to do Day of the Dead things. We're going to play music by artists who died too young. Now, Kenny Joe's getting along in years, but nonetheless, if he were to drop dead tomorrow, he would say he died too young. So it's relative. But let's say artists who died while their career was, they can't do that. Willie Nelson's career is still going, and he's, anyhow, that's what we're going to do. And then for the actual Halloween show, which will be on October 31st, if I'm not mistaken, we will play songs about the devil. So that's what you got coming up in October. Here we'll get you some new music.